Did you know some rattlesnakes only have to eat about 3 times a year? If they can find a big rabbit or something like that. First time I run up on a rattlesnake out in the pasture out there that was swallowing a rabbit, I couldn't believe this. I couldn't believe a snake with a head that wide could swallow a rabbit that big. But they can. I never dreamed that they could do that. But this dinner in Arizona is a picture of that. And I looked at that and I thought, you know, there's a demon of hell. That snake is a demon of hell. They're referred to in the scripture as serpents. And this thing bit this big lizard, killed it, and now he's consuming it. And I thought, that's exactly what sin and those serpents do to us. They attract us, they get us to go off, and then they bite us, and then they have legal right to us, and they swallow us just like that. Wow. It's awful. But God created those foods to be eaten with thanksgiving by people who know and believe the truth, those that know and believe the truth. Since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it. We may receive it gladly with a thankful heart. Well, I challenge everybody in this room today to make sure you start a process that when you wake up in the morning, be thankful to God. Be thankful that you woke up this morning. When you go to breakfast and you get a glass of juice or a glass of water or coffee or tea or whatever you drink, don't drink it without saying, Lord, I praise you and thank you for this. Because he tells us to do this right here in the scripture. So, and as you go to do anything, thank him and praise him for everything. In other words, what I'm trying to say is dwell in the Lord. He loves it. He loves it for you to dwell in him. Now, if you dwell in him, I'm serious, you won't have to worry about sickness. It won't be there. You can walk in divine health. It's a wonderful place to walk. But you don't have to just do it at church. If that's the only place you do it, it ain't going to make no difference. Because God knows your heart. He's with you everywhere you go. Everywhere. You have got to have a good heart. When you wake up in the morning, if you're not praising the King, something's wrong with you. If that's not the first thing on your mind when you wake up is, Lord, I thank you for this beautiful bed I'm laying here in. I thank you for my beautiful health. I thank you, Lord, that you're my Lord, my Savior. If those thoughts doesn't come to your mind, you're not dwelling in him. He wants you to dwell in him. So when you go and sit down at the breakfast table, you should be praising the Lord for whatever. When you get up, you should praise him. As you go throughout the day, you should praise him for everything. You get out to go somewhere, you should praise him for your beautiful car. I don't care if the thing's 20 years old. You should praise him that you have it. You know, everything. And if you don't praise him for what you have, if you don't have a new car and you got an old one and it's running, if you're not praising him for it, it probably won't be long till it won't be running. And then you'll be in grumbling and complaining. Why me, Lord? He said, because you didn't praise me for that one. So I didn't keep it healthy for you. And when a car ain't healthy, you're in trouble. You can walk. But nobody likes to walk, at least not very far. Some of us are probably a whole lot better off. And in fact, I think I'm going to have to start walking a little more. My britches was a little tight. You know, I'm going to have to stop laying around here and I'll start doing something. Go to work. Eat less and exercise more. Because my britches are getting tight. That's not a good sign. I don't like it. I don't like it. I want to be slim and trim. But there's only one guy control what goes in this mouth right here. You know that? He's sitting right here. Yeah, I know it. All these ladies that bring me all this good stuff, you know, them coconut cream pies. I talk about how I love coconut cream pie, and then I get flooded with coconut cream pies. Lord, and then I have to eat them because somebody give them to me. Oh, Lord. And it does it to me, so praise the Lord. But I do eat them with thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Oh, God created everything good, and we should not reject any of it. And I will say, some of the things that some people give us is really good, I will have to say. We may receive it gladly with thankful hearts. Verse 5 and 6. For we know it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. Now, how do you make food holy? The Word of God in prayer. Somebody said, you mean food is holy? If it's not, that's what makes you sick. That's what makes you sick. Because today, the food that's out there, I guarantee you, there's so many additives and things put in food today. If you don't praise God and thank Him for it, I guarantee that food will make you sick. Some of it will kill you. It will raise, just like this one woman said, her cholesterol and whatever all those other levels she was talking about. It makes things totally out of sync. And you have no idea how many men and women I've seen that were healthy until some little something happened to them, and they go to a doctor and they give them one medication, and in a year from now they're on 10 medications and they ain't had nothing but literal hell on earth ever since they've been to that doctor. Why don't we depend on Jesus? Dave made an awesome statement to me last night. He said, you know, every time I hear you tell that story about Mark 11:24 and how you got your granddaughter's throat flapper valve healed, he said, I'll tell you, every time you prayed that prayer, God healed that flapper valve. I thought about it, and I thought, you know, Dave, I guess that really is right. I said, then what's your opinion on why it didn't work? He said, when you went to the doctor to have it checked, you weren't depending on God. And so God says, just like He says, if you don't believe me with no doubt, I ain't going to do nothing for you, in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. So was I totally depending on God? No. Mm-mm. I was waiting for the doctor to tell me it's working. And when I finally decided not to wait on the doctor, just to pray the prayer of faith and believe Him and feed her, that's when it went to working. It took me 10 months, 10 months and 2 weeks to finally get that revelation. Somebody says, man, you're crazy. Well, I might be, but it sure did work. It sure did work. When I did it the other way, it didn't work for 10 months. But when I did it God's way, it worked perfect right then, that morning. Just like Mark 11:24 says, my little granddaughter's flapper valve was healed, and we've been feeding her, and she's been eating anything she wants ever since. For we know that all that food is made holy by the Word of God and prayer. So should we ever eat anything without prayer? No. Now, you may think I've gone off the deep end, but this is what we do. Somebody, if we go out or at home, it's no difference. We go out and somebody brings the water glasses. We praise the Lord and thank Him for the water. Then if we're going to have something besides the water, send me a glass of tea or whatever, when they bring that, then we praise Him and thank Him for that. And then if they happen to bring a salad, we praise Him and thank Him for that. Then when they bring the main course, we praise Him and thank Him for that. Then if they come and refill your tea, we will not drink it until we praise Him and thank Him for the refill. Somebody said, well, you've gone off the deep end. Let me tell you, it sure does work good. It sure does work good. You know, I mean, as long as I can walk in divine health, what I'm doing is working. I ain't changing. I just want to get worse or better, whichever way you want to look at that. I want to abide in Him, don't you? Abide in the King. Somebody says, well, I do that too. Yeah, but do you do it only when you're out to dinner? Do you do it at home when you're just you and God? Because some people do not. Some people sit down to eat and never think about praising the Lord for what they eat, especially if they're by themselves. But you should always remember, Jesus is sitting there waiting. He says now, and Paul says in verse 6 here, if you explain this to the brothers and sisters, you'll be doing your duty as a worthy servant of Christ Jesus. Now what am I trying to do? Explain these things to you. Who did I learn them from? Paul. He wrote this letter to Timothy. He told Timothy to do this, so is there any difference between me explaining it to you than Timothy explaining it to other people? No, not a bit. So he said, if I do this, I'm a good servant of Jesus Christ, one who is fed by the message of faith and the true teaching you have followed. Well, if it's written in this book, I'm going to believe it. Now, I will have to say, you know, I have caught some serious flack in my life when I teach the truth. I mean serious flack, especially when I get off on this thing about if you obey me, I will bless you and your children. But now, everybody likes to hear that, but when I say, if you do not, I will curse you and your children, and then I said, that's why so many children are sick, is because of mom and dad's sin. And people will throw, I mean, they don't throw they throw a rock at you. Is that right? They want to kill you. What? You're telling me my baby is sick because of me? Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Well, they don't want to hear that. Okay, what's the name of it? Jenna? The Lord will make your plagues wonderful. That's exactly what's written in God's Word. He said, if you don't obey me, I, the Lord, will make your plagues wonderful. Now, how many of you would like to have a wonderful plague? Do you want a wonderful plague? That means a very good one of long occurrence. Do you want a wonderful plague? I don't. Would you like to have a wonderful blessing? Yeah, and I can live with that, but I don't want a wonderful plague. When I've read that the first time, I thought, good grief, he's going to give me a wonderful plague? Lord, I don't want a wonderful plague. I want a wonderful blessing. Well, he tells me how to get it. In his word, he tells me how to get a wonderful blessing, and he tells me what will bring a wonderful plague upon me. And, of course, the story of little Jenna, it's back there about how her mother sinned. It took us from 2007 till 2009 to find the mother's sin. 2 years, a year and a half. It took us that long. We prayed over that little girl numerous times, and the pictures, they put the pictures and everything. Of course, if you go out of the church today on the wall there, you'll see those 8 by 10 pictures of her. We got several of them. And you'll see all the rash and everything on her body, and then you'll see the pictures after mother found out what the sin was. God told her what it was. She received it. Mother repented. We prayed one more prayer of faith, and in a matter of days, less than 2 weeks, little Jenna was given a complete brand new coat of skin. I mean, she is so, it's so awesome to see the Lord do these kind of things for his people, you know. And, you know, here's what some people will tell you. Well, you know, it was just a coincidence, you know, that after 8 years she'd been sick, she just happened to get well all of a sudden. I mean, I ain't never seen a doctor could give a child a brand new coat of skin. Have you, Tom? No, I ain't never seen that. I mean, maybe they did come up with some kind of medication that can heal it, but if you got all them scars all over your body, I don't know of any kind of medication to take off a scar. Do you? No, I don't know it. But let me tell you, God knows how to do it, and that's what he done for that little girl. Of course, her testimony is back there now. You know, Jenna's miracle, God will make your plagues wonderful. It says, verse 7 and 8, do not waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Spiritual Fitness is Much More Important, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.